The word for today is how God deals with our self-centeredness. In Galatians chapter 5 and verse 24, we read, "Everything connected with getting our own way is killed off for good." It's estimated that the average person speaks around 9 million words a year, and more than half are I, me, my, mine. But following Christ means dying to self, and self-centeredness doesn't give up without a fight. That's why Paul writes, "Everything connected with getting our own way is killed off for good." Self-interest won't just roll over and die, it must be killed. And it's a daily battle, because we have a tendency to cling to our own interests with a death grip. Jesus told his disciples in Matthew 20, verse 27, "Whoever desires to be first, let him be your slave." In those days, a slave was considered to be the lowest employee among the household servants. That means you've been called to sacrifice your own interests in order to serve others. And if he has to, God will leave you with a reminder of what it took to get through to you in your particular areas of stubbornness and self-centeredness. For example, after his encounter with God, Jacob walked with a limp, but it was a constant reminder of his total dependence on God. And the great apostle Paul writes, "So I wouldn't get a big head, I was given the gift of a handicap to keep me in constant touch with my limitations." 2 Corinthians 12, verse 7. What's your handicap? A habit you battle, a fear that dogs your tracks, a difficult relationship, a financial shortfall, a physical ailment. Why doesn't God just take it away? Because he considers anything that makes you more dependent on him and less dependent on yourself a plus and not a minus. And that's the word for today on UCB.